This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in District 4. The election is upon us. It's time to choose who will take on the Democrats in November. This election is about you. As your congressman, my sole focus will be on you, what is important to you, to your livelihoods, and to your families. Please vote in the primary election during early voting or on June 12th. And when you vote, vote for me, David Gibbs, to be your next congressman in District 4. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Jim for Nevada. That's Jim for Nevada. And joining us now, he's been with us before, and we're coming down to the home stretch. June 12th, just around the corner, early voting underway. Jim Small running for Assembly in District 2, and I've been looking at your mailers over the weeks. And I know you were very positive and talking about biographical stuff on yourself and why you are uniquely equipped to go to Carson City in District 2. I've noticed in the last couple of mailers you've gone after John Hambrick rather hard. I think a lot of people were waiting for you to do that because this is a guy that supported the largest tax increase in the history of our state. But you're going after him hard.
Oh, yes. It's time. Many people didn't know the problems with the incumbent. And while it's great to talk positively about yourself, people also need to know about the person you're running against. And we've made sure now that people know about the incumbent's record. And I believe with a record like that, he will not make it through the primary. We're going to prevail.
What is your sense? I know you're one of these guys that loves to walk. You're walking neighborhoods. You're out at every event in District 2. I don't, at least the people I've talked to in District 2, say they don't see John Hambrick a lot.
We're out there. We haven't heard that our incumbent opposition guy is doing anything. He does have some people passing out flyers for him. He's not out walking as far as I know. We try to walk every day. We will miss walking today because of the four meetings we have this afternoon. But we will be walking again tomorrow. We'll be walking Friday, Saturday. We're out there, and we try to stay in touch with the community. If you're not going out into the community, going to events, listening to people, how do you know what's of concern? And I believe it's important for us as a campaign to be on top of what people are interested in. And that's what an assemblyman's job is, to keep on top of what's of concern to the community. And we're working on that very diligently.
I want to ask you, when people open their door to you, and am I right that your door open rate is pretty high, that people let you in if they're home?
If people are home, they usually will talk to us. Everyone, when they walk, understands that you're going to run into folks who are busy, who are walking out of their house at that time. We've had a number of very, very positive conversations with members of the community. We have not experienced a single person say, I am going to be voting for your opponent. That just hasn't happened. We're getting a lot of positive feedback. We're also telephone calling registered Republican voters, and we're getting a very positive response from that as well. We feel confident. We've gotten a number of new endorsements. The endorsements continue to come in. And what's really fun, Kevin, is when I get a text from someone and they say, I just voted for you.
I like that.
I like it, too. I like it, too. One of the cute texts yesterday was, Jim, did you hear that sound? That was the click of me voting for you. And I loved that text, and I was very appreciative.
I want to talk about endorsements. And, yes. Again, you know, everybody has a different view of endorsements, but let's face it, they do move the needle. Can you talk a little bit about some of these new endorsements that are coming in just in the last week or so?
We received an A rating from the NRA. It was an AQ rating. Q means that you haven't served in office, and the rating was based upon your response to their questions. We have received the endorsement of the Nevada Carry Organization. That's a Second Amendment organization here in this state, and that endorsement was very clear. It referred to my opponent as a rhino. And it's right there on their website. We've recently been endorsed by a group called Nevada CAN. That's a Citizen Action Network. They're out there. They're supporting us as well. And we have individual support from a number of members of the community that have joined us since the last time we were with you. Michelle Fiore, an elected Republican official in Las Vegas, is a supporter, an endorser. Victoria Seaman, a former candidate for the congressional district in CD3, and a former assemblywoman, and as well as the chief of the Battleborn Conservative Women's PAC, is a supporter. We're doing very, very well. You're right, though, Kevin, that endorsements by themselves don't win elections. Walking wins elections. Meeting people wins elections. Telephone calls, flyers win elections. Endorsements help, but they aren't the sole reason for winning elections.
I want to ask you, and this to me is the most important question, because I think some people don't engage until they're right on top of an election. A week out, oh my gosh, I just got my sample ballot in the mail. Who are all these people? Who should I support? I get tons of texts from people all across Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada as well. Who should I vote for? Who should I vote for judge and for county commissioner, whatever it might be? I want to ask you, when you go and you knock on somebody's door, do they know how badly John Hambrick has let his district down?
Very, very few people know what the incumbent has done. And it's important for us to share that information with them. Because the reality is, if they don't know that he voted for the largest tax increase in history, they don't know he's voted for legislation that provides amnesty for illegal aliens, if they don't know that he has voted for a law that permits boys to go into girls' bathrooms in our school system, they are potentially going to be voting for him because he's the incumbent. That's an advantage that incumbents have. So we have to educate the voters so they are aware of these problems with the incumbent, and let them know that someone who is running against the incumbent, myself, respects the Republican views that the people who will be voting in the primary have. And I'm going to try to do that and represent them that way in Carson City.
Again, Jim Small, running for Assembly in District 2, joining us in studio, which we always love. Are there people that try and defend? Because I haven't seen a lot of comments from the incumbent defending his record.
He represents that he has, he's been a strong leader. I've seen some of his flyers. He suggests that he's a leader in the community. Well, I'm not sure that's true. I'm pretty sure it's not true. Many of the people who, the few people I've met who say they will be supporting John, say, John is a good man. I've known him for a long time. I don't disagree with that assessment. It's his politics that I disagree with. I suggest that perhaps even though people know the incumbent as a good person, and he is a good person, that they recognize that his politics, or what at least they've become, his politics have become, don't represent their views any longer and are probably not the sorts of views we want to have representing us in Carson City.
Let me ask you, I'm a big believer in accountability. And I know in most districts, most assembly districts, there are town halls, candidate forums, debates. Has he debated you yet?
That hasn't occurred. We did have a town hall event. The Jim for Nevada campaign held a town hall event at the Summerlin West Sahara Library, and it was a very successful event. My opponent was not there. The community deserves to hear from all the candidates for office.
Is John Hambrick dodging you?
I think the best answer to that question will be John. John should answer that. I haven't seen him at events. I don't see him at various locations. I know he is not at the traditional Republican events that are out there that go on, that occur. I don't think that he's out there working in the community the way he should be, the way I am, and the way I think you and everyone else who's a citizen believes their representative should be. We should be out there working. We should be connecting with the community. We should be talking with people every day and not just expect our campaigns to send out some literature and get us reelected.
Money, it's an unfortunate reality of politics that money does talk. How have you done fundraising? Are you going to be outdone by John Hambrick in that particular area?
It's interesting. Incumbents have an inherent advantage in fundraising. Traditionally, incumbents outraise the challenger 3, 4, 5 times. And in this particular situation, I'm glad you asked that question, because the funds that we have received in our campaign have overwhelmingly, indeed exclusively, been from individuals. We've had nearly 80 different individuals make campaign contributions to us. And, of course, we're providing loans to our campaign to help support the campaign. I know that the majority, let me be clear, the overwhelming majority of the campaign contributions to my opponent's campaign have come from casinos and major employers in this area. Individual campaign contributions are almost nil. He doesn't have them. And the reason he doesn't have them is simply he doesn't have support among the individuals out there in the community.
Would you like, in these final days, would you like to have a debate?
I would be happy to. I'd be pleased. I'd be charmed. I would like to hear how someone who 2 days before they voted said they were going to be voting against the largest tax increase in history suddenly, when the vote comes down, has changed their mind. After he has told other Republicans he's going to be voting no on that, and then he changes his mind. I'd like to hear that in a debate. I'd like to understand it.
Have you signed a no-tax pledge?
Yes, I signed a no-tax pledge in September of last year. We have that tax pledge on our Facebook advertisements. Those are out there. It was witnessed by two former presidents of the Nevada Republican Men's Club. I was very honored to have them witness my signing. And I will, unlike my opponent, unlike the incumbent, I will keep my word on not raising taxes.
Wow. And has he signed anything?
No.
And by the way, when we talk about accountability, when somebody has gone back on their word once, you always wonder the next time they tell you, hey, I'm not going to let them raise taxes. you always wonder if somebody is lying to you again.
Well, absolutely, that's the case. Before he voted for the largest tax increase in history, he had signed a no-tax pledge. So he reneged on that pledge. He, as far as I know, and I haven't seen his name come up on the list of signers, he has not signed any no-tax pledge at this point in time. We have reasons to sign that no-tax pledge, and that is it encourages us as candidates to keep in mind that raising taxes is not something we should be doing willy-nilly. It is indeed something we should very much strive to avoid.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. I know you're going to be doing a lot of walking.
Yep.
Between now and June 12th. If folks want to help your campaign, If they want to walk neighborhoods with you, if they want to get on a call bank and call folks in your district, where can they go? How can they sign up?
The Jim for Nevada campaign has a very easy website. It is Jim, the number four, Nevada spelled out, .com, jimfornevada.com. And we have contact links there. My personal cell number is on that site. The site has a response message system, which is answered quickly. And we are happy to have volunteers and assistants. And, of course, donations are available on the site as well. Before we go, Kevin, let me mention that the campaign did receive a recent endorsement from the Real Chamber of Commerce, and I wouldn't want to overlook that endorsement that we received. I was very grateful for
that. That is wonderful. And in honor of that, it has nothing to do with that. And knowing that you're headed out to go a walk-in in the next day or so, we're sending you home with a big 2-liter bottle of Real Water, courtesy of the Real Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you.
So
Kevin.
That, and I just wanted you to know we're thinking about you. Hey, thank you so much for coming by. I know we'll be talking again. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it. And be safe out there.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Jim Small joining us, running in Assembly District 2, running against John Hambrick, a guy that voted for and supported the largest tax increase in the history of our state. There has to be accountability. This may be one of those examples. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Okay.
They got Tesla. We got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their school's education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare. And I'll fight all tax increases. Because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget. It's how liberals will bankrupt hardworking Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Miawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Miawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to Miawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Miawana.com.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
State of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. I'm so glad you're with us. It's Wednesday, a beautiful day. And, of course, Golden Knights, Game 2 with the Washington Capitals this afternoon at 5, T-Mobile Arena. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to hold to what I said last week. I think this team can win the Stanley Cup. And believe it or not, they are 3 wins away. Are they going to win tonight? I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to tell you something. You know, you would think a team that's an expansion team and most of the players have never played in a Stanley Cup final, they might be a little bit intimidated. Ovechkin, you know, is a name brand player, but I'm going to tell you something, and I really believe this. We're in a situation where this team is now 3 wins away from the Stanley Cup. Not the Stanley Cup final, not the playoffs. The big cup with all the names on it. And I still think they're going to win. I don't necessarily think they're going to sweep because I think Washington is really good. They'll go home after tonight's game with 2 games. But I'm going to tell you something. We've got the home ice advantage. We have protected the home ice advantage in the first game. I think there's a good chance we're going to do it again. But if we don't win, I think we know we can win in Washington. We can win anywhere. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. You know what comes up next? Oh, I get so excited. It's the wall-to-wall free-for-all where you get a chance to call in. Talk about anything that's on your mind. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
She did 1,000 times before.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. This is the part of the show I love. It's where you get a chance to call in. And you get a chance to talk about whatever is on your mind. Now for the first 2.5 hours, our production staff, headed up by Jamison Wilk, gives us what we're going to talk about. And in fact, today, Jamison obviously had too much time on his hands last night and watched the entire president's speech and the entire rally and came up with what? I don't know, 10, 11, 12 great clips. So thank you. That was well done. But I'm just going to tell you, he came up with some great stuff. And so normally we talk about that. It's got to be topical, means today's news. It's got to be compelling. It's got to be something that you actually care about. And it's got to be hopefully entertaining. And that's what we do. That's what we do. By the way, just a quick reminder that all in-studio guests, including Jim Small on Live and Local Now, receive a bottle of real water. With real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Try Real Water Home Delivery. I'm a client. So is Wayne Allen Root. And you should be too, because you're going to save huge money on your Real Water. And it's delivered right to your front door. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. You can check it out right now. Okay, I want to go back to the president's speech, because he was amazing. And you want to talk about folks eating right out of his hand. That crowd in Nashville loved it. He talked about MS-13 and you know, oh, we shouldn't call them animals. And ICE liberating communities. This was a stem winder. This was one of those speeches that you say it was spot on. The crowd loved it. And it's just a little taste of what we can expect to see during the reelection campaign. And my guess is he's going to be out not just once a week, but twice and three times a week during the campaign. I really, and remember, this is a guy that can do 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 events a day. He's done it. I've watched him do it. But last night he talked about MS-13. He talked about ICE liberating communities. This was vintage Trump.
I visited a place where I essentially grew up, right next door, to discuss the menace of MS-13. This vicious gang has transformed once peaceful, beautiful communities that I know so well. I know them all. Into blood-stained killing fields, savagely murdering, raping, and mutilating their victims. And they don't even want to do it with a gun. They talk about gun control. They don't want to do it with a gun. They want to do it with knives. They want to cut people up into little pieces because it's more painful. And then I have to listen to Pelosi and these people saying, we have to respect them. They're human beings. They're not human beings. They're not human beings. And this is why we call the bloodthirsty MS-13 gang members exactly the name that I used last week. What was the name?
Animals.
MS-13 takes advantage of glaring loopholes in our immigration laws to infiltrate our country. That's what they do. Think of it. We're bringing them out by the thousands, but they come in. We're bringing them out by the thousands. You know, in Long Island, we have guys in Border Patrol, and we have guys in ICE, and women, fantastic women, and brave, and tough, and strong. But we have the people in ICE. They go around and grab MS-13. And the beauty is, they're much tougher than these gang members. And they see these people, and they say, man, and they throw them into the paddy wagons. And the towns, this is Long Island, where I grew up. You have the same kind of communities, but for some reason, so many in Long Island, it's like they've been liberated, like from a war. It's like the enemy has been taken out, and the people are dancing, and they're waving, and they're looking out their windows, and they're waving to the ICE people. Those people are incredible, brave, tough people. They've been liberated. Terrible. If you would have told me 30 years ago, 20 years ago, that could happen to Long Island, I would have said, no way. But that's what happened. But think of it. It's like these towns have been liberated.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. You might be thinking, oh great, another political commercial. And you know what? You're right. Who wants to hear from another blowhard politician on the radio going off on the promises they're going to break later anyway? Well, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to tell you a story about a young man from a small town called Waynetown, Indiana. As a young man there, I learned the value of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending wisely. That's right. I learned conservative principles in that small town, and I proudly carried them with me ever since. Those conservative principles carried me through 35 years of service as a federal employee. It's one thing to know what goes into making a hot dog. It's quite another to see the actual consequences. What my beliefs did teach me was that instead of complaining about bureaucracy and red tape, I needed to find solutions. So that's what I did. I learned to navigate around the problems and solve things within the system and to develop the solutions that needed to get done. And that's what I plan to do in Carson City after I'm elected. I intend to help cut red tape and find solutions to our problems. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight against tax increases and excessive regulations that stifle the creation of businesses and force hardworking Nevadans to take a hit in their wages. I will never waver on the conservative principles that we share. And when the going gets tough, I will stand up for what's right. That's why on June 12th in the primary election, if you're tired of politics as usual and want to see a change, I encourage you to think big, vote small. Jim Small for Assembly District 2, paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Okay, the president gave a sneak preview of his reelection campaign, and this is what I think is amazing. I think this is going to be great because he's out there talking about the tax cuts. And the reason it's great, he's reinforcing what we know. I look in my pocket and I've got more money. I got a tax refund coming next year that's bigger than the one I got in 2017. H&R Block already told me so. I mean, they've got some sort of a computer program where they can plug in what you did this year and say, hey, next year you'll be getting this much back. You got this much back this year. But next year, you're going to get even more. Here's how much.
We've passed the largest tax cuts and reform in American history. Larger than Ronald Reagan many years ago. And you know, when I got involved, I said, you got to help me with this, because why have you never been able to pass tax cuts? You might have heard this story. And they said to me, sir, I don't know. We just can't pass them. I said, can I see a few of these bills over the years? You know, I looked at one from 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. But it doesn't say tax cut. It said the Tax Reform Act of 1994. Tax reform. It says things. What does reform mean? It might mean you pay more taxes. It didn't say cuts. So I meet with the politicians, and they've been doing it much longer than me. Remember that. I've only been doing it for a couple of years, right? But we have common sense. I say, wait a minute. When you pass the Tax Reform Act of whatever year, nobody knows it's tax cuts. Well, I think they do. Oh, great. Let's give everybody an education. We're going to give 350 million people an education. You got to call it the Tax Cut Act. The Tax Cut Act. And then they said, and good people, well-meaning, they want to pass it. Really good people. Kevin Brady, a lot of great people, knowledgeable. They said, sir, what would you like to name it? I said, I'll tell you, and I'm being serious about it. I want it to be called the Tax Cut Plan. Four cuts. And we all agreed that was a little bit hokey, so we decided not to do that.
I think that's spectacular. By the way, the Tarkanian watch party at their headquarters, I think I may have given or somebody may have given the wrong address. It's 1110 Palms Airport Drive, Suite 120. That's the Tarkanian for Congress. address, and it may have been given an error, so hopefully I've cut through all of that. Or I screwed up and I did it wrong, but I don't know. We'll find out. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We are sprinting to the finish line today. Yeah, and by the way, if you're looking for something to do for lunch, go early vote, will you please? Because I want to make sure your vote is counted. And what we try and do is we try and educate you to make sure you're an educated voter when you go to the polls. But do it today. Do it now. Take a right turn at the next corner and do it. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
I'm Bill Townsend, and I approve this message. If there's one thing I've learned from starting companies and creating over 4,000 jobs, it's that no problem is insurmountable. Once you identify the root cause, you can create solutions. This is the philosophy that I'll bring to Washington, representing the great people of Nevada CD4 as your new voice in Congress. Visit townsendfornevada.com. Together, we'll take back America with accountable leadership that gives people hope for a better tomorrow. Paid for by the Townsend Campaign.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitution and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Craig Mueller.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism. And the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges yet. Please check out Nevada Supreme Court election for Open Seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan Lefevre. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan Lefevre is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan Lefevre believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan Lefevre. Go to Alan4NSCCC.com. That's Alan, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan Lefevre, to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan Lefevre.
Paid for by Lefevre for Nevada Supreme Court Justice, Seat C.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hoagling, conservative candidate for State Senate District 8. I'm running because we need someone with courage to stand up to politicians and fight for you in Carson City. I'm a mother and a small business owner. I support school choice and ESA funding. I'll fight against tax increases. I'll fight against any attempt to bring sanctuary cities to Nevada. And I'll fight for your Second Amendment rights. On June 12th, vote for me, Elizabeth Hoagling, for State Senate District 8. For more information, go to ElizabethForNevada.com. Paid for by Friends of Elizabeth Hoagling.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Jim for Nevada. That's Jim for Nevada. Okay. Now, tomorrow on the show, Wayne Allen Root's going to join us. And he's going to join us at a slightly different time at 10:30 instead of 10 o'clock. 10:30 instead of 10 o'clock. One of the things that we're going to talk about is this whole issue of the president and whether the president has created an atmosphere that spawns racist tweets like Roseanne Barr's. I am of the belief that you cannot pin that. You can pin a lot of stuff on the president, but I'm just going to tell you, this is not one of them.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
My fellow Trump, Reagan, conservative Republicans, the party of President Lincoln, my name is Mitchell T. Tracy, and I am a Trump Republican running for Clark County Commission in District F. This primary race is very important. I need your support and your vote. My opponent has given thousands and thousands of dollars to Harry Reid and Catherine Cortez Masto and supported Democrats for over the past 17 years. I stand for what President Trump stands for. I stand for what President Reagan stood for. I will stand up for you and fight for you, we the people of Clark County. Please do not be fooled by my opponent and do your homework. Contact your friends and family. Make sure they vote for me too. The only true Republican, Mitchell T. Tracy, for Clark County Commissioner District F. To find out more about me and my campaign, go to MitchellTracy.com. I'm Mitchell T. Tracy, and I approve this message, paid for by friends of Mitchell Tracy.
Another world premier, Nevada Voices. I love that. I love that. I'm going to let you hear from the president one more time. And this is just a tad long. But he talked about Obamacare and a certain Republican who let us all down. And he talked about the individual mandate. Again, this was last night in Nashville, Tennessee.
And then, of course, repeal and replace Obamacare. Well, wait. We had it done, folks. It was done. And then early in the morning, somebody turned their hand in the wrong direction. That cost our country a lot. That was a very, very terrible thing that happened that night. That was a very terrible thing. That cost our country $1 trillion in entitlement saving that nobody would have known. It would have given us a good health care plan, and that cost us a lot. And nobody knew that was going to happen because we had it done. Repeal and replace. And the person that voted that way only talked repeal and replace. He campaigned on it. So I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. Forget that. We are coming up with great health care. Our Secretary of Labor is coming out with a plan in 2 weeks. Association plan. Going to be great. Our Secretary of Health, Alex. We have Alex Acosta. You know that? I have my two Alexes. Both my Alexes are coming out with plans that are phenomenal plans. Phenomenal plans. Alex Azar, Alex Acosta, and they'll be out over the next 4 weeks. It's going to cover a tremendous amount of territory. Plus, in the tax cuts, what did we get? The individual mandate is out the window. That was the most unpopular part of Obama. So unconstitutional. That was where you have the privilege of paying a lot of money so that you don't have to pay for health care because you're not going to get it, okay? So you pay not to have to pay for health care. In other words, you're not going to get health care. You pay for the privilege. Think of it. You pay for the, every time I think of this, you pay for the privilege of not getting health care. Great. That's a great one. I love that. That was an Obama special. Who would think of that?
I thought last night's speech and the entire rally, did you see where I was watching earlier, Trace Adkins played. Trace Adkins, the country artist, makes his home, I think, in Nashville. And he performed and just absolutely leveled the place. I mean, he killed it. I mean, he really, honestly did. That is, I think, what we are going to see from the president. That is the president in his best light. And that's why I think as we get closer to November, you will see the president two and three and maybe four times a week, multiple rallies. And he may just take this into his own hands and say, I'm going to push these people over the finish line. I think that's what we're going to see. And when we get towards 2020, you're going to see the president out every day in full campaign mode. I really believe this. I think the Trump people, Corey Lewandowski and Kellyanne Conway and those people, I think they know this is when the president is at his best. This is when the president shines.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Scott Hammond, candidate for Congress in Congressional District 3. I think conservatives in this district deserve to have a champion, someone who doesn't just talk about being conservative, but has lived it in every aspect of their life. I am proud to be that candidate in the Republican primary for the 3rd District. I wrote and sponsored education savings accounts here in Nevada. I sponsored a constitutional amendment to protect Second Amendment rights, and I will always stand up for our families, whether it's safe streets, better schools, or creating high-paying, high-quality jobs for working families. When you vote in the Republican primary for Congress, remember, there is only one real conservative in this race. We've tried taking professional politicians at their word. Now let's try taking someone at their record. Real conservative, real results, a winner for a change. I'm Scott Hammond, and I would appreciate your vote. If you'd like to know more, please visit HammondForCongress.us. That's Hammond, for, F-O-R, Congress.us. Paid for and approved by Hammond for Congress.
Hard to believe it, but we are on the cusp of another election, a primary election. I know a lot of you say, oh, it's just a primary, it's a midterm, it's not that big a deal. I got other stuff to do with the kids and with soccer practice and with dance class and all these different things. But trust me, this is important. Again, we began the show with a shout-out to a little Aspen Brigida, the daughter of our associate producer, Tracy Brigida. And she's getting her tonsils out today. Hope everything went fine. I'm sure it went great. We'll give you a progress report tomorrow. But I can tell you, I've had it done. Many of you have had it done. It's a no-brainer, especially if you're young. If you're my age and you try and get it done now, it's a little bit more difficult. But for young kids, it's a piece of cake, supposedly. Until we join you tomorrow, don't forget Wayne Allen Root, 10:30, not 10 o'clock. He's going to be on at 10:30 tomorrow. Hope you'll join us then. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Live and local now.
Keeping us safe. That's the job of Nevada's next Attorney General. The conservative choice, Wes Duncan. Duncan served in Iraq, where he helped prosecute terrorists in Baghdad, and still serves his country today as a JAG officer in the Air Force Reserves. Duncan was a criminal prosecutor and first assistant attorney general for Adam Laxalt. The choice of law enforcement. Sheriffs and district attorneys across Nevada have endorsed Wes Duncan. Attorney General Laxalt endorsed Wes Duncan because he will fight for our constitutional rights and keep our communities safe.
I'm Wes Duncan. Iraq was a defining moment in my life. The country was extremely dangerous. The rule of law had completely broken down. It made me realize if you don't have safety and security, nothing else matters. I'm running for Attorney General to make Nevada the safest place to raise a family.
Fighting for a safer Nevada. Republican Wes Duncan for Attorney General.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.